Writer Ben Yagoda's byline has appeared in Rolling Stone, Newsweek, and The New York Times. He's written books on Will Rogers and The New Yorker magazine. Yagoda's latest book adds to the mounting pile of recent books about grammar and sentence structure. His book is called When You Catch an Adjective, Kill It. Book critic Maureen Corrigan considers the odd grammar book trend and Yagoda's contribution to it.
Of all the literary fads hot right now, chick lit, dog biographies, and that queasy category of books I think of as grief porn, in which vulnerable readers are taken on guided tours of the afterlife, capped by reunions with the dearly departed. Well, of all these and other literary fads, the one I find hardest to fathom is the grammar book craze. Lynn Truss kicked it off big time 4 years ago with her bestseller, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. And now it seems like every week brings another new book that parses out sentences or describes the derivation of Elizabethan slang. I know why I'm interested in the subject. For better and worse, I belong to what was probably the last generation of Catholic school kids who was commanded to sit still, hands folded on tops of desks, as our nun, wielding chalk and a pointer, diagrammed sentences until the blackboard looked like a map of the New York City subway system. For old time's sake, I still get a kick out of diagramming sentences. But these days, most of my students don't even know what that phrase, or is it a clause, means, although they're always amused, even charmed, by my blackboard impersonations of Sister Mary grammar. So maybe the craze for this latest wave of sexed-up, proper usage books amounts to nothing more than that, nostalgia. Like the cooking and home improvement and antique shows that are currently such big hits on TV, grammar books offer a dream of order to a contemporary audience living in a time of social flux. If you can master the art of whipping up beef Wellington or installing pot lights or identifying a dangling participle, chaos will be contained for the nonce in your little corner of the world. Ben Yagoda doesn't stoop to notice twee expressions like for the nonce in his zesty discussion of the English language entitled, When You Catch an Adjective, Kill It, a sentiment, Yagoda says, traditionally attributed to his hero, Mark Twain. The second runner-up for a title, Yagoda confesses, was Pimp My Ride, which tells you what's so likable about this book. Yagoda isn't just trying to be hip with that second title. He uses it to riff on the living wonder of the English language, how parts of speech are constantly mutating. Thus, the noun pimp turns into a verb, the verb ride into a noun. In When You Catch an Adjective, Kill It, Yagoda infectiously shares his joy in language that's used unexpectedly and well. This is a grammar book, like most, that will appeal to the already converted, although, as its title promises, it's loose and lively enough to attract those who are sort of interested in reading about the components of good writing, but who've been put off by the humorlessness of the language police. In 9 highly subjective, enlightening essays on the classical parts of speech, Yagoda has a blast chopping, mincing, and dicing sentences back down into their designated ingredients, conjunctions, verbs, prepositions, pronouns, and so on. Yagoda solicits help on this project from a wide range of English language experts, citing quotes and serving up astute close readings of, among others, Martin Amis, Ed Sullivan, Matthew Arnold, Paul McCartney, Perry Mason, and Gertrude Stein, who had as much disdain for nouns as Twain apparently had for adjectives. As is essential in a book like this, Yagoda is his own walking billboard for the joys of imaginative, precise, and fresh language usage. His chapter on adjectives opens with this apology. Kicking things off with adjectives is a little like starting a kid's birthday party with a broccoli course. And here's the first sentence of his chapter on the interjection. Any unified theory of interjections, the words that, all by themselves, express reactions or emotions or serve other purposes in discourse, would have to start, like much else, with The Simpsons. The rapid descent from high diction down to pop culture reference is what makes that sentence and so many others in this book such fun to read. Or as Homer Simpson, taken aback, would succinctly say, "Doh!" Yagoda's shrewd book on grammar has it both ways. He holds up that golden age vision of order enticing to so many readers, while at the same time subversively acknowledging that language is mutable, rules are unruly. The English language, in Yagoda's estimation, behaves a lot like Sister Mary Grammer's sentence diagrams, which emblazoned themselves into the brains of my generation, but also disintegrated into chalk dust at the end of the school day.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed When You Catch an Adjective, Kill It by Ben Yagoda.